in our love. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise on this day. In the name of Jesus. Psalmist said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, and we praise you for this first Sunday in September 2020. We thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy, God. We pray, oh God, as you have already been this day, blessing us, your people, pouring out your spirit upon us, God, we say thank you. We ask you, Lord, for these next few moments, just give us a word to say, Lord, that will bring glory and honor to your name, that will uplift the saints of God, that we together would give you glory, we give you praise. Word our mouths, God, give us what to say and how to say. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God bless you, precious saints of God. God bless you. Three things this morning. Amen. God is still here. We are in September. We're a long way from March, and yet we're still dealing with COVID-19. We're still dealing with the virus and all these various things. But I tell you what, nothing can stop the church of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I'm on this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So we just thank the Lord today for his goodness, amen. We're praying for the saints of God everywhere. We're praying and thanking God for all that's going on in this season. We're praying for Yolanda and Tasia and Saria and Michael and the entire family in their time of bereavement. We're yet, as a body of believers, praying for Mark and Sonia, their time of bereavement, Lord. We're yet praying for Sapati, Lord, all those that's standing in the need of prayer, because of me, we trust you, God, and we thank the Lord. So we're just going to share a thought today. This is First Sunday, amen, Communion Sunday. We break bread together as we remember, reflect on the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ for the sins of the world. Make it personal for my sins. Jesus died that I might have life. God, thank you. Bring me out of a world of sin and shame. God, thank you. Give me a new direction, a new way of thinking. God, I say thank you. Amen. So we're just overjoyed today. We're blessing God. He's worthy to be praised. I don't care what's going on around us. God is yet God. He's sovereign, and he is in total control. And I thank God that he is my Father. And if I ask him for a fish, he won't give me a stone. How much more will he not continue to endow us with the Holy Spirit, that we'll be able to navigate crucial times that we're living in? And so I just want to use for a thought today, and the thought is this: instructions for today. Not necessarily Sunday, the 6th of September 2020, but this season that we're in. All that we as a people, called out ones of God, are dealing with, what our nation is dealing with, what the world in particular is dealing with, there has to be a word from the Lord. We thank God for his word. Those 66 love letters in the Bible, those 66 books in the Bible to give us instruction, to give us inspiration, to give us hope, amen, to give us to know that we have the victory in Jesus Christ. Regardless of what come our way, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. It's important today for us to keep our hearts and our minds on Jesus.
Amen.
And the only way we can do that is to be in the word of God.
That's right.
To be and walk in the spirit of God. To understand and be ever so grateful for what he has done for us. How many know that God has brought us from a mighty long way?
Amen.
Anybody know you're not who you used to be? And it's only by the grace of God.
That's right.
Tell me someone here in the sound of my voice that haven't had heartaches and troubles and pain at some point in our life, but God brought us through. Every time he brings us through, it is for us to be able to testify to the goodness and the glory of God. That someone else is going through may be able to be helped by what God has done in our lives. And so I thank the Lord today. Instructions for today, it's not coming from me. The instruction for today comes from the Lord. God, what would you have me to do? God, where would you have for me to go? What would you have for me to say? God, it's all about you. How many want to be led by the Spirit of God? Amen. Praise God. When I tried to do it on my own, I made shipwreck. I mean, you talk about that proverbial ship without a sail. That was me. Oh, but when I looked into the perfect law of liberty, when God showed me who he is and the importance of his word, wow, there's a peace that came over me that I cannot explain. But I said, God, I thank you. I can't even figure it all out, but God, you love me so much. You were so merciful to me that you brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. So in the midst of COVID-19, in the midst of not being able to put your hand on anything that makes sense, in the midst of hearing different reports from different places, and one is yes and one is no, one is up and one is down, you know, nowhere would we have thought 6 months ago that we would be still in the place where we are right now. We look at our nation, we look at the violence. We look at the discord. We look at the anger, the frustration, the historical revisionists. We look at the whole panoplia of events that's happening in our society, and if we're not careful, it can become overwhelming. Mm-hmm. It can become overwhelming to us if we just happen to listen to the news, the commentaries these days, the propaganda where people don't really know what to believe. You know, we're living in some crucial times, so we need instructions for today. You know, what is God saying? We're hearing so much of what people are saying, what this group is saying, what this group is saying, but what is God saying? You remember the seven churches of Asia Minor? You remember when, as Jesus addressed each one of them? And the last thing he said that preacher Amanda was that he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. The question is, are we listening to what the Spirit is saying to the church? Or are we being allow ourselves to get caught up in the hype and all of the stuff that's happening in the world around us? The world is going to be the world, but the church needs to be the church.
All right.
We need to be about our Father's business. You know, we're not the only ones in history that's going through some challenges. Jesus had some challenges. The prophets had some challenges. Moses and the children of Israel had some challenges. But when I look in Scripture, I read where God brought them through. We were studying, as Elder Warren was preaching this morning and teaching in Power Hour concerning Joseph and that whole narrative there. And we didn't get to the part where Joseph was thrown in prison and all the false accusers, all the things. But all through all that, the scripture said, but God was with him.
Amen.
Do we believe today that God is with us?
Yes. Amen.
Christ in us, the hope of glory. Times can get real hard sometimes. This is no time to try to sweep stuff under the rug and say, no, everything is just fine. It's not fine.
Mm-hmm.
But God is still God. See, sometimes we can read scripture and we can read through two or three verses and think it was just two or three verses, and it happened to be 3 or 4 years or decades that someone went through. But God is faithful. And he'll do what he said he's going to do.
All the time.
So we need instruction for today. What is instruction? A direction calling for compliance. We need to comply with the word of God. Oh, guess what? sometimes the word of God will challenge what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God will challenge your worldview. The word of God will say, well, no, no, here's what thus says the Lord. And we're going to have to get to a point where we adhere to the word of God. And not to lean on my own understanding, but in all of my ways acknowledge the Lord, and he will direct my path. You know, Proverbs, that book of wisdom, is so much instruction in the book of Proverbs. And the only way we can get the instruction from the Lord is in his word.
That's right.
That's why I love to see saints with tore-up Bibles, you know, with multiplicity of Bibles, with Bibles that have gotten so much yellow, now they have to highlight with white because they've been going through the word of God and making note of instructions that we've gotten from the Lord. Got anybody got that favorite Bible where the backing has come off of it? And you can't find nobody in 2029 to rebind the book for you. And say, I don't know. So a lot of times we use tablets and phones. And so the only thing about that, your Bible can't get raggedy with one of these things, but still wearing out. Got fingerprints all over the thing. Where you be, praise God, look at the word of God. You know, Brother Chucky just blesses our heart because he'll come up, man, I've been reading this for 40 years. God has shown me something to carry me through.
That's right.
Something to give me, something that will help me to help someone else. Instruction for today. In Proverbs 9:9-10, it says, give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Wow. Because the minute I think I got it all together, then I can't glean no more wisdom because guess what? I got it all right here. And that's when I just lost it. Praise God. So give instruction to a wise man and he will be still wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning.
Amen.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
That's right.
The reverence for the Lord. The acknowledgement of who he is. See, the scripture tells us we got to first believe that God is.
Mm-hmm. And he's a rewarder.
And then he's a rewarder of them who carefully, diligently seek him. How many are seeking the Lord today?
Amen. Hallelujah.
I don't want to be in a place where I sought the Lord 40 years ago.
Right.
I want to be in that number that I'm still seeking the Lord.
Yes.
For higher heights and deeper depths in him. For new revelation, God, new understanding of who you are and what you have for me. He says, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Wow. Knowledge of the Holy One. Knowledge of the Only One. The knowledge of the One who created everything. Excuse me. We can see, touch, and feel. So our scripture today, to me, it feels as though it seemed as though it was written yesterday. I read this on last week, and I haven't been able to shake it. Every time I'm looking in the Word, all of that, you know, let me formulate this passage here, and it's like, the Holy Spirit take me back here. Why? Because, saints of God, we need instruction for today. We are living in perilous times. You know, and so he says, let love be without hypocrisy. And so you see, charity starts at home. So and this first admonition is to us, the saints of God. How many know we need to be real with each other? Anybody in here just love hypocrites? Let me just see you wave your hand. I don't think so. But the fact is, people can be hypocritical. But we don't have to be in that number. We need to be real. We need to be transparent. It needs to be what you see is what you get. What you see on Sunday afternoon at 12, you ought to be able to see Wednesday night at 9. The hypocrisy, that term comes from an actor back in that day, somebody who's who, you know, that's an actor. You know, that they might be, name might be Joe, but in the movie or in the stage thing, it could be something else. Well, no, we want to be who we are. Yeah. So he says, let's love people without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. We have to abhor, we have to have disdain for what is evil. If it's evil, it's evil. I don't care where it's coming from. It's evil and we ought to abhor it. We ought to hate what God hates. It says, clinging to what's good. Mm-hmm. How many know God is good?
Amen.
Is he worth clinging to?
Amen.
See, God said, for me in my house,
that's right.
What are we going to do? We're going to serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. Nowhere else can I go. I remember when Peter and Jesus asked the disciples, are you going to leave me too? He said, where can we go?
That's right.
We have the words of eternal. I'm a whole pastor. What's been good? God has blessed me. God has regulated my mind.
That's right.
God has established my going. You're talking about hold on to what's good.
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of my hurt and pain, God has ministered me. I'm holding on to what's good. When death knocked on my door and loved ones are gone and sickness, God, you have been there all the time. I'm holding on to what's good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another. Not just in my house. Mm-hmm. Not just in 125 22 Feather Drive. But I need to be kind and affectionate to everyone. Mm-hmm. To each one of you. That is what God is calling for.
That's
thank
right.
you, Lord. With brotherly love, in honor and giving preference to one another. You know what, Camille, you go first. Leonora, you take that. God has a way of doing things. And I'm just talking about instructions for today. Because if we're not careful, we can forget some of the instructions that God has laid down for us. And we start following the dictates of our own mind. Have you ever heard somebody say, well, it seems to me like we ought to do this? I'm like, okay, let's see what the Lord has to say about this situation. Is it true that we should acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways?
Yes.
That he will do what? Direct our path?
Mm-hmm.
Do we always do that? No. Should we do that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Should we strive to do that even more? He says, not lagging in diligence. We need to be very careful about carrying God's word. We need to be very careful about how we represent Jesus Christ. I never want to misrepresent my Lord.
That's right.
The sister's been studying the book fervent by Priscilla Stryker. Mm-hmm. And here in 11 verses say, and be fervent in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Be on fire. Have that boiling, burning thing about you for the word of God. And to share the word of God, serving the Lord, serving the Lord. How many know the old song says, serving the Lord, we'll do what?
Pay off after a while.
But I tell you what, it pays off right now.
Right.
It pays big dividends. It don't cost to serve the Lord. It pays to serve the Lord. Thank you, Lord. It says, this is the instructions for today, saints, for this time we're in. Rejoicing in hope. We are rejoicing because we have hope in the Holy One, in the Anointed One. We need to be patient in tribulation. Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
I think we're going through some tribulation right now,
and
we want it to be done right now, and I'd love to see the church full right now, but he said be patient.
That's right.
In tribulation, because we need to understand, for in your patience possess ye your soul.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to learn how to be patient. How do we do that? By trusting the one who can handle it all. Not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Continually, watch this, here's some more instruction. Continuing steadfastly in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Man should always pray
and not faint.
Mm-hmm. Man should always pray and not give up. God, this stuff is looking crazy all around us. We're going to pray. God, did you hear what so-and-so said and didn't say? God, we're going to pray. Hallelujah. They say the death toll is up, man. Now it's down. Say the virus is getting better. Now it's getting worse. God, we're going to pray. We're going to call upon the name of the Lord. Thank you, God. He said, distributing to the needs of the saints. Woo, hallelujah. We need to be helpers to one another. And I'm so grateful, even on this Tuesday, with the new trailer that the Lord has blessed us 3 P's with. It was old and all in and crooked, and the Lord has blessed us to get it all together. Why? Because Tuesday we're going to be picking up 2 big pallets of food to distribute to the people that are in need during COVID-19 time.
Amen.
And that to God be the glory.
Amen.
To have a mindset to want to help somebody else is struggling for the day. You can't help somebody without helping yourself in the process. And then you don't help somebody because so you can get it, but you do it because it's right to do.
That's right. Glory to God.
Thank you, God. Distribute to the needs of the saints. Give it to hospitality. Be hospitable. He said, bless those. Come on now. We're getting into some deep water. Bless those who persecute you. Can I just let that man leave for a minute? Is that easy? Let me ask you this. Is that easy to do?
No.
Did God know what he was saying?
Yep.
So will he give us the power to do whatever he tells us to do?
Yes.
I'm just talking about instruction for today. Bless those who persecute you, and watch this. Bless and do not curse. See, because the flesh want to wear up. The flesh want to defend itself. The flesh want to fight against humility. But he said, bless and do not curse. Bless them who persecute you. Don't think that you're the Lone Ranger.
Come on now.
Don't think that you're the only one that's going through or got somebody that's trying to antagonize you or to take you down or lie on you. If they did it to Jesus.
Come on.
What do you think they're going to do to us?
That's right.
If they did it to a green tree, what are they going to do with a brown tree?
Mm-hmm.
If you came on with foot soldiers, what are you going to do when horses come in? Horsemen coming. So, instruction for today. Bless and do not curse. We live in a time where folks are shaking and kissing each other. I saw a scene on one of the stations the other day where some soldiers were standing with some national guard and set up and people were in their faces. I mean, just cursing and swearing and trying to dare the soldier to do something to them. I say, my God. God, this is a day where we need instruction from you.
That's right.
Lord, help me to let my light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. God, we're living in perilous times. Thank you for your instructions. He said, rejoice with those who rejoice. Thank you, God. Brother Chucky, again, he's getting ready to hit 50 years old. I'm rejoicing, but hallelujah. But also, he says, weep with those who weep.
Yeah.
So if we had the going home service for Krishan on the other day, there was a lot of weeping. And guess what? We were weeping as well.
That's right.
Because it hurts.
That's right.
So rejoice when rejoicing is applicable and weep when it's time to weep. Because there are people that are in worse shape than we are.
That's right.
And we need to be very grateful for what we have. We live in a time where sometimes, and I'm talking about church folks now, I ain't even got to verse 17 yet. You know, sometimes we don't seem to be thankful for what God has already done.
Come on. Come on.
For where he's already brought us from.
All right.
First of all, he saved our soul and made us ever with hope. Then he has blessed us with eyes to see, ears to hear. He's blessed us with the earnest of his word. And I still sometimes we have the audacity to complain.
My God.
God, I'm sorry. God, forgive me. God, you be glory. Thank you, God, for who you are and what you're doing in my life. It says, but be of the same mind toward one another. In short, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. We need to be on the same page, saints. We need to be on the same accord. We need to have Jesus on our mind.
That's right.
Nothing in this heart of mine but praises for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory to God. Do not set your mind on high things.
All right.
Look at me, y'all. Look what I got. You ain't got nothing. Because somebody already got something more than what you got. So if we are saints of God, then there's something about us that don't go to high things. Because we understand what's real. We understand that people are dying all around us. Some from just sin, some from sickness and pain. And we need to be about our Father's business, sharing the love of Jesus.
All right.
Every chance we get. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. You real wise, right, Kermit? Oh, yeah, you are. Don't go there. God is the author of all wisdom. And if I want to know what wisdom really is, I need to seek the face of God. You know, and so God will continue to show himself to us. And I'm so glad I finally learned that I can tell the Lord, I don't know what to do.
That's right.
I don't know which way to turn.
Not a clue.
I don't know what to say, God. Mm-hmm. God wants you to help me. Won't you show me, Lord? Mm-hmm. And do you know that God will do that?
Yes, he does.
When we humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God, he will lift us up in due season. And he says in verse 17, he kind of switched reels here a little bit, because it's one thing of how we're to entreat one another within the body. It's another thing to know that we're living in the world, but we're not of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God for that. He says, repay no more evil for evil. You slap me, I'm going to slap you back. That ain't what God has said. I heard J. Vernon McGee say, his brother in the church, man slapped him upside the head and knocked him down. He got back up, turned the other side of the man, knocked him down again. He said, then the man just went off and just whooped the man. So he said, wait a minute, brother. He said, well, I run out of cheeks. Well, that is not what the Lord is saying to us. You know, we sometimes we can do that cutoff point and say, I'm done. Anybody ever said, I'm up to heal with you?
Oh, yes.
You know, I'm going to feed you with a long-handled spoon. You know, you did me once, you did me twice. You will never do me thrice. All that kind of stuff. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, I think this is very important here. As much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Not as much as depends on them,
right?
But as much as it depends on you. A soft answer turns away wrath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because you said something don't mean I have to respond to it.
That's right. That is right.
Just because you going in the go along don't mean I have to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to follow the Lord. He said, so live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves. Get out of there. Especially, listen, especially in the home environment.
Come on.
Especially with the husband and the wife and the children. People can say one thing and can play one thing, but sometimes inside is something wholly different. That's why we need to come and have a come to Jesus meeting. And examine ourselves before the Lord and his instructions and do what's right. Mm-hmm. Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. Now I'm reading the word, it ain't just my mind.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Does anybody believe that today?
Amen.
Then why do we go around trying to get vengeance ourselves? Why do we still hold on to what somebody did or said just 20 years ago and we still can't forgive? Matter of fact, it may have been 2 days ago. And here we are washed in the blood of Jesus, but say, you know what, Pastor, I'm having a hard time. Well, look, give it to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Let him care. He'll bear it for you. He will show you, if you trust him, he'll show you what he can do in any situation. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire upon his head, coals of shame upon that individual's head. Last verse, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Thanks, this is instructions for today.
Mm-hmm.
I would admonish you to continue to read this chapter of Romans 12 for the next few days and put it in light of everything that we're seeing around us. And guess what? Because all the admonishment that we get from the Word of God, you cannot do it if you're not walking in the Spirit of God. If you're not trusting God. In Galatians 5:16, it says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. He goes on down in the 22nd verse, he says, but the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is love. How many believe that love conquers all things?
Yes, it does.
Joy. How can you still have your joy?
All right.
I'm not talking about the last raise you got. I'm not talking about the last new car you got. But is your joy in the Lord? Are you still praising and worshiping and jumping up and down for joy in Jesus? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, you know, stickability, hanging in there when the going gets rough. Kindness. It's just nice to be nice. Goodness. Faithfulness. I'm talking about saints in these times we're living, this season we're living in. Instructions for today. Gentle. Self-controlled. And listen to this. And against such things, there is no law. You mean to tell me I'm going to be locked up for loving folks? Okay, throw me in jail. You've been too kind. Oh, you know, he has been too patient. Lock him up. There's no law against walking in the Spirit. And this is how we apply the instructions. In 1 John 2, it says, do not love the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, which is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passed away with the lust thereof. But he or she who doeth the will of God will what? Abide forever. So one thing that has really come regular to me, have come clear to me in these last few days, a passage, Brother Chuck, that we've read for ever since we've been saved, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Most of us can quote it by heart. But look at the time, look at the season that we're living in. Look at how the church is divided. How leaders within the churches, the called out ones, are on separate sides of issues, are falling out with one another. And the scripture says, if my people, so that's the question, how many is God's people? Who is the people that belong to God? Are you one of the people who belong to God? He said, if my people who are called by my name would first humble themselves. Now listen to me, because it's talking about God's people. We're living in a pandemic. We're living in chaos. We're living in confusion. We're living in sickness and pain. He said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, that means you get off your high horse and you say, God, not my will, but your will be done.
All right.
Would humble themselves and do what? And pray. What are we praying for? Are we praying for this party or that party? Are we praying for this situation or that? Are we praying and calling on the name of the Lord? God, help us, Lord. Have mercy, God, in the name of Jesus. But humble themselves and pray. And he said, and seek my face. We need to be about searching God out. God, where are you in this situation? God, where are you in the midst of this, that, and whatever is going on? And he said, and turn from their wicked ways, 180 degree turn, going back the other way. And then God said, then. I wish somebody would help me say then.
Then.
Then, and let me just add, and only then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Our land is sick unto death. The pandemic is dragging on. And God is saying, if not me.
Come on.
When are we going to come together and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus?
Yeah.
Have mercy, God. Deliver us, Lord. Get on the same page and call it on the name of the Lord. See, that's what makes the difference between the world and the church. We call on Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. I believe I'm about to. God bless you all. Instructions in the Word of God. Instructions for today. Let's not just be hearers of the Word, but let us be doers of the Word. We as believers can have situations in our homes and in our extended families, and reconciliation needs to happen. And if we're not careful, sometimes it won't happen because we're not doing what God has told us to do. So, saints, let's get right. The old song said, get right, children, let's go home. It is time to do that. We don't know where this thing is going. This land has been blessed with plenty. This land has seen milestones happen over the years. We, as young as this nation is, and now we're seeing it's about to go up in smoke, saints, we need to be praying. We need to be thanking God for the freedom that we have, and we need to continue to proclaim the Word of God. Amen. God bless you all. That's my word for today. Amen. Let's just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and praise you and bless your holy name. God, we thank you for your instructions, Lord. Help us to align up our lives with your word. Help us, Lord God, to bring glory and honor to your name. Father, as we prepare to go into communion this afternoon, God, I pray for Sapati, oh Father God. We need your name, please pray for her. God, she needs a miracle. And you're a miracle-working Savior. Won't you bless her, Lord? Won't you touch her body? Won't you send your word of healing, your word of comfort, like only you can do? We pray for our mom and our dad, godmother, sister, and brother. God, we pray for Mark and Sonia in their time of bereavement. We pray for Brother Randy. Thank you for the good report that he got from the doctors. God, we pray that you will continue to bless him. We pray for Michael today and his precious children. Sister Yolanda, Tasia, Serena, whose heart is so broken. We pray for each one name by name, Sister Deborah, Lord. God, won't you stretch out your hand? God, won't you help us in this time that we're in? Help us, Lord God, to trust you like never before. To love you, Lord Jesus, like never before. To humble ourselves before you, God, like never before. Give us the ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. I pray for every household right now, God, in the name of Jesus, in this heat wave that we've never seen temperatures like this before in Southern California. God, we pray for the people. Yes, it's uncomfortable in our homes and some of our old air conditioning units and fans not working, but God, there's people on the streets that live on the sidewalks, that are in Fairmont Park and in the riverbed, and they're in the midst of all of this heat. God, we pray now in the name of Jesus that you do a supernatural thing and bless them, Father, very special. So, Lord God, we just thank you. We pray that whatever word was shared, the word that was shared today, Lord, touch someone's heart. It causes us to be more like our Savior Jesus. We bless you and thank you in Jesus' name.